Thank you and good morning. The Board of Supervisors meets this morning, and in addition to naming October 9th as official International Walk to School Day, the Board will also discuss a recommendation to appoint county representatives to the Humboldt Bay Harbor Working Group. The multi-agency group is focused on expanding economic activity in Humboldt Bay and is working on a draft memorandum of understanding between the City of Eureka, the Wyot Tribe, the Harbor District, and the county. The Board voted in August to approve the appointment of one supervisor and a county employee to the group. The supervisors will also receive a legislative update from Peterson Consulting about the 2013 legislative year and its impact on Humboldt County. The Eureka City Council meets tonight, and one agenda item has drawn a lot of attention, a consent calendar item to approve the hiring of new police chief Andrew Mills. The council is expected to approve the selection of Mills, who comes to Eureka after 30 years with the San Diego Police Department. Mills will fill the vacancy left by the firing of former chief Gar Nielsen and the upcoming retirement of Chief Merle Harpum, who will step down after more than half a century with the department. The council will also discuss new city ordinances that will amend the city code regarding the operation of hotels and motels within city limits. The new ordinances would list local hotels and motels in two tiers, depending on the level of service calls made by police, fire, and ambulance to those locations. The goal is to give the city more leverage in dealing with problem locations, building code violations, and other problems associated with crime and public safety. Hotels and motels listed as Tier 2 could face penalties and be required to upgrade their premises or face fees for public safety calls that exceed an established ratio. On September 18th and again on September 20th, someone broke into Sunny Bray Middle School, and during those break-ins, the burglars stole a desktop iMac computer and 11 MacBook laptop computers. On Monday, officers from the Arcata Police Department arrested three people, all juveniles, in connection with the burglaries. Two 15-year-old boys were booked into juvenile hall for their alleged roles, and a 13-year-old was cited and released into the custody of his parents. Officers only managed to recover the desktop computer and one of the laptops and are working on recovering the other 10 stolen items. On Sunday afternoon, the CHP, along with other emergency services, responded to a fatal traffic collision on Highway 36. The driver of a Honda sedan, identified as 41-year-old Alder Point resident Kevin McDonald, allowed his car to cross the double yellow line and collide head-on into a Jeep truck. The force of the collision killed McDonald, and the impact was so severe that McDonald's car was taken from the scene with his body inside to a local fire department so that it could be extricated. The driver and passenger in the truck suffered minor injuries, and the cause of the collision remains under investigation. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast. The Decade of Difference is unleashing the potential of Humboldt County's students, our rising stars. The Rising Stars Foundation funds the County Spelling Bee, Science Fair, Industrial Technology Fair, Stellar Student Awards, and more. Help every student in this county reach for the stars. Donate to the Rising Stars Foundation. Call 707-445-7018 or visit humboldtrisingstars.org. Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Local police continue their investigations into two incidents from over the weekend. Stephen Walker has more.
Eureka police are searching for 21-year-old Marcus Shirley, wanted in connection with a stolen car and vehicle pursuit on Sunday morning. An officer recognized Shirley as the driver of a vehicle that was spotted being driven erratically on B Street. The officer attempted to pull the car over, but instead Shirley led the officer on a vehicle pursuit across surface streets. Shirley abandoned the unreported stolen vehicle at Summer Street and fled the area on foot. Anyone with information is asked to contact Eureka Police. And Arcata Police, with assistance from Humboldt State Police and campus authorities, are investigating a stabbing incident early Sunday morning that sent two HSU students to the hospital with serious injuries. And the suspect is described only as an adult white male in his 20s. He was wearing a long-sleeved white thermal shirt, a black baseball cap, and had a long silver chain around his neck. Anyone with information is asked to contact Arcata Police. With KINS News, I'm Stephen Walker.
And the Board of Trustees at the College of the Redwoods has made it official. The board will now be comprised of 7 trustees instead of 9. The final decision on removing 2 trustee seats rests with the State Board of Governors, and new district boundaries will be drawn with the assistance of the County Department of Elections. The new maps will then be reviewed by the trustees at its November meeting and then sent to the state for final approval. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.